Yeah, I can't even guess what it would be. You know, when I did mine, it was so long ago now that I'm sure the prices are, it'd be a laugh, you know, what I did. And I'm similar. I don't think, let's see, am I 200? I'm probably about 150. And I'm wide in the front, you know, really generous two-car wide. And then I go to one car as it runs along the house. And then it opens back up and it's much wider back behind the house. It's, you know, it's almost, you know, it was poured as drive and patio almost. And so it was quite a bit. I think that was about... I think that was about $6,000 back when I did it, but that was many years ago, back in the 90s. So, yeah, I'll bet it's at least double that, if not triple. I don't know about 50, but yours just sounds like a bigger project. It's, everything's a lot of money. I'll tell you, I remember what things cost, and I haven't done a lot of those things in a long time, and every time I go to get something done, I just am shocked by how much it costs now. It's like crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'll, I don't think I'll ever adjust to it, but it is what it is. I got some major construction work I got to do. I got to put up a garage. I kind of know what that's going to cost. No shocks there. And unless we get metal tariffs, but then I'll just switch back to wood. I don't know. But then we got Canadian things going on. I don't know if that'll raise the price of lumber. So. I don't know, how is lumber? Has lumber been affected by any of this tomfoolery, Greg?